And the Lamed Chesem at Aleph. Nikon nor Nasa Nisim with Dal Sosov. Tan Rabbanan, Ma Nisim Nasa with Dal Sosov. What Nisim happened with the doors of Nikonor? Omuk Shaholach Nikonor Lahavi Dlosos Min Alexandria Shom Mitzrayim. When Nikonor went down to Mitzrayim to get these doors, and even though it's usher to go live in Mitzrayim, you're allowed to go back to Mitzrayim to do business. Bechazirasa Omar Lav Nachshol Shabiyam. Some say since he went back to Mitzrayim, even though it's mutter to go, that's why he had this this incident with the Nachshol Shabiyam. Came specifically for him. And others say that Adarabba, since he was Moser Nefesh for these doors to buy them, the Rabbanu Shem wanted to give him more schar and gave him tzaris with them. Letova, the Nachshol came specifically against him to drown him. Notlo achas mem vitilu liyam. So they threw one of the doors into the yam to, save the boat. Badain lo noch hayam mizayfo. And the storm continued. Bikshu lahaklis chaverta. He wanted to throw the second one in. Omad hu bekorcha. So he embraced the door, hugged the door. Omar lohem hatiluni ima. Throw me in with it. So there's two questions here. First of all, why didn't he protest when they threw the first one in? So after the second one. Because he felt that if he would have protested by the first one and he would have been thrown in with the first one, the second one would have been lost anyway. So now the first one was lost anyway, so he's going to save at least one of them. And also, how is he able to try to commit suicide over here by holding on to the door? So they say that a person, since he wasn't doing it, he's being thrown in by other people, so that's not committing suicide. Or sometimes a person has tsar, and he would have died anyway of the tsar, because if he would have seen the other door thrown in, then that's also not considered committing suicide. Miyad nach hayam mizayfo. At that point, the storm stopped. Bohayim itstar achaverta. Now he was upset about the first door. Kivin shigil in the mother shal Akko. Once he got to the port at Akko, hoysom v'atzbetsus v'yotzim v'takas dofni asnina. The door somehow went with the boat the whole time and came out from under the boat. And it floated. V'yeshomrim beria shabiyam balasa v'kiyos labasha. Some, sea creature swallowed it up and spit it out on the dry land. V'yoleh omer shlomo koros botenu arozim rahitenu brosim. Altikra brosim ele bris yam. That the yam made a bris with his doors, that they should be like rahitim. Rahitim means it's a run, that they could float. Even though they were doors made out of metal, the mice, they floated as if they were wood. When they got rich, they changed all the doors in the mikdash to be gold. Chutz mishari nikra. Those they left to be iron. It may shenasu bo nisim. Because the nisim happened with them, they left those original doors. The Eshomrim nation nechushtosh the mutzeves haisa. They're not iron. Nechoshes is what? Copper. The copper looked like gold. It was bronze. Okay. It looked like gold. Rav Elezer ben Yaakov Omer nechoshes klonisa haisa v'haisa meira kishel zohav. Right. It was a certain special kind of bronze that looked like gold, shined like gold. Rashi. Lahavid Lasos, Lishar HaMizrach Shal HaAzorah. He went to get the doors for the Shar Mizrach of the Azorah. Vishon Lechoshes Hoyu. They're made out of copper, bronze. Nachshol Sora. There was a storm. Vitinu L'yam L'hoke L'svina. Right? They scuttled throw things overboard to lighten the boat. The word for it in any case. The Karcha Chavka. He hugged the door. They couldn't take it away from him. L'namala port, makom shasvinos nimshacho sham le'abasha. It's a port where the boats take off into the sea. Rahitenu lashon delas, who rots v'noel rots uposeach. Rahitim, which today means furniture, but it is a name for a door, because you run to lock it, you run to open it. Rahit means to run. And the others say that the rahitim over here means that the door over here ran, meaning it floated, as if it would have been wood. Ela bris yam, ki lu korso bris zuim zu, the yam and the door. The eshomrim brias yam, that the sea creature swallowed it up. Nishtanu, Kshashiru, when they got richer, so they changed all the doors from bronze to gold, except for this one. Kol Nisam Zukekes, very refined bronze that looked like gold. V'chein Shem Min Nechoshes, a kind of bronze. V'hu Nechoshes Kalal. Okay, that's called Nechoshes Kalal. Okay, V'elu L'gnai, these are the people we mentioned for Sheva. And now these are the ones L'gnai. Shel Beis Garmu L'Rosu Lil Lamed Al Maisa Lechem Aponim. The Beis Garmu did not want to teach other people how to make the lechem upon him. The Gemara is going to discuss what that means. Shel Beis Avtinis L'Rosu Lamed Al Maisa Ktoris. The Beis Avtinis didn't want to teach how to make the Ktoris. Hugris Ben Levi Hayodea Perik Bashir for L'Rosu Lamed. Hugris Ben Levi knew how to sing Perik in the Shir Shel Yom, the Levium Shira. He didn't want to teach others how to do it. The Gemara explains each one of these things. Ben Kamtzer L'Rosu Lamed Al Maisa Ksav. And Kamtzer didn't want to teach how to write the Shem HaMeforesh. Al Rishonim Nemre Zecher Tzarek Livrocha Ve'al Elu Nemre V'Shem Rishayim Yirkov. And the first ones, the last Mishnah, we say Zecher Tzarek Livrocha, and the Shem Rishayim Yirkov. And even though we'll see they weren't Mamash Rishayim, but sometimes Rasha means Legabe, certain specific thing, you're a Rasha. Like a person who throws his fingernails in the street is called a Rasha. It doesn't mean that if he has every other thing is a tzaddik, that this makes him a Rasha. It means legabi fingernails, this is the Rasha way of dealing with it. Same thing over here. For these things, they were a shoyim. Rashi ben Levi, kolom min alaviyim. Perek hachros kol ni'ima. He knew how to sing well, and he didn't teach it to other people. Amay saksav, kosher dalet kumosim b'dalet etzba'osav, v'kosef shen ben arba'osav kechot. He would write the Shem Hashem with four different pens through his fingers at the same time. Okay, so he wrote each of the letters the same exact time. He could write Shem Hashem in one time. When we get to it, we'll see what the mile of that was. Tana Rabbanan. Beis Garmu hayu bekim maisha lechem aponim v'lo tzu lamed. They were bekim and how to make lechem aponim. They didn't want to teach other people how to do it. Sholcho chachom leviu umnim l'exandria. So the chachomim said, so we don't need them. We'll go get experts from Alexandria who also know how to do this. Shom Mitzrayim. V'yodim lafos kamos. And they knew how to bake just like them. V'lo ha'yodim lirdos kamos. They didn't know how to take it out of the oven that it shouldn't fall apart. Because the lechem aponim was made with two faces. It looked like like Marissa's teva prutza. It was indented in the middle and two sides on the top. It's very hard to keep it whole. So the umnim from Alexandria knew how to bake it, but they didn't know how to take it out of the oven and keep it whole. Shehalolu meisikim b'chutz, right? The people from Alexandria used to put the fire outside the oven and bake it outside the oven, so it would be easier to take out, but it didn't bake well. Shehalolu meisikim b'chutz v'ofenfim. The people from Beis Garmu knew how to bake it inside, with the fire inside, and it baked well, and therefore it, what's it called, came out whole. Halolu pisa misapeshes, the other one didn't bake well, and therefore it got ruined, it got spoiled, and even though there was a nace, that the lechem aponim was as warm as it was, that doesn't mean it didn't spoil. It remained warm, that was a nace. Or others say the nace was it was fresh, and it didn't spoil. But the nace only happened if you did everything that you could do to what's it called, to make it not spoil. You did everything you could do, then the nace clicked in. But if you didn't do everything you could do, you didn't bake it properly, then it would spoil. Or, it didn't necessarily mean that it spoiled mamish, but sometimes they weren't zocher for the nace. Ain't zocher for the nace. The halolo ain't piece of misapeshes. The other one, it baked well, and it never spoiled. Kishishavu chachom bedover, when the chachomim heard that the umdin they brought from Alexandria couldn't match the kind of baking that Beis Garmu did, Amru kol ma shebarak nishbarak lichvoldo bro. The Rebbe Shlom created everything for his honor, and he gave Beis Garmu this talent, and other people don't have the talent, and you can't take it away from them. Shenemer kol anikru b'shmi lichvoldi barosim b'chazru Beis Garmu l'kavon. So they invited Beis Garmu to come back and back to their original job, and they got rid of the mumchim from Alexandria. So they sent them, they said, you have your job back, come back. They didn't come. Koflev scharen, so they offered them double the schar, because they wanted people to realize that this was a matana from the Rebbe Shlom, and that that what's it called? They should talk about it. It should be a big deal. So they offered them double the schar, so it would be a big deal that they came back. Ubo, and they came back. B'chol yom ha'yunotim shnei masor mana. Their normal wages before this happened was 12 mana. V'hayom esrim v'arba. Now their schar went up to 24. V'yehud omer b'chol yom esrim v'arba. V'hayom arboy mushmona. Just the opposite. It was 24 originally, and it went up to 48. Omer lohem chachovim mari isim shel alameh. How come you didn't want to teach other people? Omer lohem yodim hayu shel beis abba shel beis zayin seh osed lichoret. Because our fathers knew that this Beis HaMikdash is going to be destroyed. It wasn't going to remain forever. They knew that the second Beis HaMikdash was not a permanent Beis HaMikdash, that the whole Geulas Bavel was only a Pekida, was only a temporary thing, and the Golas would continue again. And therefore, Shema Yilmud Adam Shenu Mahugin, we're afraid to teach it to other people, somebody who's not proper will learn it. The Yelech V'yavad, after the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, they'll go and use it for Avodah Zarah. And for that, they praised that they had good reason. Once they found out the reason, they said the Taka is a good reason. Right, is going on the next thing. That for the following thing, they said Meshevach. Some say that they were Maskir Meshevach after they heard the excuse, and when the Mishnah says that on these people was Rishay Rishay Mirkov, is not going on them. Their Taka is also Zecher Tzadik Livracha. But they did one thing that everybody agrees that they should be praised for. They olam nitzus pasnikia biyad b'neihem. They never baked in their own homes pasnikia, right? Real fine bread, which they could have done because they could have copied what they did by the lechem aponim. Shelo yomrim imaisa lechem aponim zeni zonim. That people shouldn't say that they're using the flour from the lechem aponim for their own personal uses. A person has to be clean, not only in God's eyes, but in people's eyes. Shouldn't do something that people are choshed him. Rashi. Lirdos min atanur. Lirdos means to take it out of the oven. Shahalolu shabo min Alexandria. Lefishlo yodim lirdos min atamur. Shalo yeh nishbar. They didn't know how to take it out of the oven and keep it whole. Lefishlo also kamin teba prutza. Kamin svina. The lechem aponim looked like a boat. Was high on both ends and deep in the middle. They're afraid to put it in the oven because then you need a lot of chachma to be able to take it out and keep it whole. They baked it on the outside, meaning towards the opening of the oven, the entrance of the oven. So it was easier to take out. So they gave him double the schar from Truma Salishka because they realized that they need them. For the following thing. Right? It wasn't such a shevach, they didn't teach other people how to do it, even though they had an excuse. But Lemaisa, what they did, that they didn't ever bake for their own personal purposes real fine bread, that nobody should think it's coming from the lechem aponim, for that they were masker them the tov. Okay. They were bekiyim. We'll see in a second what their bekiyis was. In the Maisak Torah, they knew exactly which samin to use or whatever, and they didn't want to teach other people. Sholchu l'chachomim, they view Om Alexandria from Mitzrayim. So they went and got the chachomim, replaced them with other chachomim from Mitzrayim. V'hayu l'fatim k'mosam, they knew how to make the Torah just like Beis Avtinis. V'lo hayu yodim l'halos oshin k'mosam, but they didn't know how to put in the ingredient mala oshin to make the smoke go up straight. Shel halala metamer va'ola kamakel, the ones of Beis Avtinis, when they made the Torahs, the smoke went up like a stick. Shel halala mafzia lekara lekara, the other one dispersed to the sides. Kishishamul chacham medaver amru koma shabarak nishbaruk lichvodo bro. When the chacham heard that the umdim that they got from Alexandria couldn't duplicate what Beis Avtinis did, so when they said whatever the Rebbe Shem makes, he makes for his own sake. In other words, he gave these people the talent. And they're going to have to use it l'shem shemayim, and other people don't have that same talent. Shenemer kol pol Hashem l'maneu. And why the Gemara brings a different pasuk than before? Before it brought the pasuk kol Hashem barlach rishbaruch lechvoldo barasif. Here it brings kol pol Hashem l'maneu. The Acharonim speak about it. Why two different psukim? The chazru beis avtinis l'mkom. So they re-invited beis avtinis to take back their original job. Sholchem chachom v'lobo. They didn't come. Kof lem schorin. They offered them double the wages, and then they came. בכל יום היו נולדות עם 12 מונה והיום 24, רבי יהודה אומר בכל יום 24 והיום 48. אומרו להם חכום, מרי אישם של הלמיד, why don't you want to teach other people how to make the Torah that the smoke should go up straight? אומרו יודים עונו של בייס אבא שבייס בייס זה עושה לחורף, אומרו שמה ילמד עודם שאינו מהוגן וילך ויעבר עבור יש לחום בכך. ועל דובר זה מזכיר נוסלו שבח, they also had something good that everybody agrees they did good. מעולם לא יוצא קהל מבוסמס ביותיהם. They never had even a kala. Surely not the regular women who went out with perfume. Why? Shinosim isha mimokom acher, when they married a woman out of the family, masn imo shel tisbasik. They made a tnai that she shouldn't put on perfume. Shelo yomru v'maisak toris misbasin. People shouldn't say that they're using the ktoris as perfume. Mashenemar l'kai mashenemar v'yisim nikim Hashem Yisrael. Rashi. Lefatem lichto shasam monim la'arvim yofim. The people from Alexandria knew how to chop up, grind up the different components of the ktoris and mix them well. Kemoshenemra mimulach. But they didn't know lahalos oshin. Shloyu makirin be'esev shumale sa'oshin zokei fumetamer kemakil. That they didn't know. So from here, the Prichodesh, I think, says, says that you see from here that the mala oshin, that ingredient of the Ktoris, wasn't ma'akiv. You're not chayimis if you leave it out. Because it's mashman that the people from Alexandria made it. They didn't know the mala asa, the mala oshin, and it was still kosher. And the others say that not like that. That, who says it? One second. It's one of the 11, but it's not ma'akev. That's what's it called? That's a Beis Yosef, right? That the chisar de mala oshin is not ma'akev. And others say no. That what's it called? The Be'er Sheva argues on him. He says mala oshin is one of the 11 samim on him. It's, if you don't have a chayav misa. The problem was they had two different kinds of mala oshin. Your yotze with the inferior one, only Beis Aftinis knew the superior one. But everybody put in mala oshin. The question is which kind of mala oshin? Okay. Mie kvodam. We didn't get it yet. Okay, let's go on. Tanya, Omer Mishmuel, Pamacha Sayisi Mahalach Mederech, Umotsosi Echem Bei Bnehem. I was once traveling and I met one of the descendants of Beis Aftinis. Marty Law, Avosecha Bikshu Laharbis Kvodam, they want to teach other people how to do what they knew how to do. They wanted to give themselves extra kovod, V'rotzu L'mayit Kvod HaMakom, and in that way, they were Mayit Kvod HaMakom, Kvod Hashem. Because there weren't a lot of people that knew how to make the Torah well. Avshav Kvod HaMakom in Kvod, the Rav Hashem's kovod is still there, because he doesn't need the Beis HaMikdash to give him kovod. U'miyat Kvodam, but your kovod is gone. Once there's no Beis HaMikdash, who needs you? Omri Rabbi Akiva, Sochli Rabbi Shmuel ben Luga, right? Rabbi Shmuel ben Luga told me, Rabbi Akiva said, Pamachas Yotzosi Ani Ve'echem Ben Bnehem L'Sodah L'Lakir HaSovin. He once went with one of the descendants of Beis Aftinis out into the field to collect different kinds of herbs. V'ra'isi She'Sochak U'Bocha, and I saw that he laughed and cried. Omarti Lo Mitnei Ba'Bachi, so why are you crying? Remember the covenant that my ancestors used to have in the Beis HaMikdash, that they alone knew how to make the Torah. But Neva Sochata, why are we laughing? One day we'll get this, our family will get this covenant back when the third Beis HaMikdash will be built. But Neva Sochata, why do you remember it now? Why all of a sudden now you start thinking about the covenant you have and the covenant you're going to have? Omerli Mala Oshin Kenegdi. I saw amongst the herbs mala oshin. And I remember what my family, we have a mesorah, what that mala oshin was. Hereoli. So he said to him, show me it. Omerli shvua hibiyodein. We have a shvua from generation to generation. She'ein marin osa l'cholodim. We don't tell anybody out of the family what it is. I can't show you where it is. Omer b'yochem b'nuri pamachas matzosi zokin echon megillas samon b'yado. I once found a zokin from that family. And he had a Megillah that had in it, you know, their secret recipe for the Ktoris. Omarti lo me'ayin ato, where you come from? Omer li b'deis aftinis ani. Umah b'yodcha, what are you holding? Omer li Megillah Samamonim. This is the Megillah that we hand down from generation to generation. It has the recipe for the Ketores. Hareu li, show it to me. Omer li kozman shebeis abo hayu kayomim. When my family's home, in other words, the house was in order, meaning that Beis HaMikdash was around and we had the job, right? Lo hayu moshe nosho l'chol adam. We had a shvua that we didn't give it to anybody. The achshav hareu l'cha. Right now, the ma'aseh, the shvua doesn't apply. The shvua was made on Sinai that you could make the ketores for the Beis HaMikdash. Once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the shvua doesn't apply anymore. So he said, you could have the Megillah now. Now we can show it to other people. Take it and be careful with it. Shabasi v'sachti, in other words, the bad people don't look at it and make that same ketores for Avodah Zarah. V'sachti, shabasi v'sachti, divorei l'fnei Rabbi Akiva, I told Rabbi Akiva the story, omer li me'ata osu sapek nusa. You can't speak any more bad about them. Shall Elu, right? Because what's it called? You see, they did it with Shem Shemayim. That is, as long as the Beis HaMikdash was there, they didn't give up the secret. But after the Beis HaMikdash wasn't there, right? And now, what's it called? They gave it to somebody reliable. They gave out the secret. It wasn't for their coven they were doing it. They talk, were really concerned about people abusing it. Mikan Omer Ben Azai, Bishimcha Yikra'ucha, Uvekomcha Yoshibucha. From here, Ben Azai said, from this, all these stories, that a person will be called by his name and put in his proper place. Ubishalcha yitnu lecha, einonim nogea b'muchel lechaveru, v'imalchus nogas b'chaverta afilu k'mo einema. You see, they try to replace base garmo, base aftinis, and nobody could replace them. They got the covet that was deserving to them, and even one malchus doesn't overlap another malchus even for a second. When the time comes for the other malchus, then the first malchus, somehow the Rabbanu shall make sure that it's out of the way. Rashi. Mi eit kvodam b'churban beiso. When the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the covet of Beis Aftinis was diminished. Malo Oshin, Esav shu Malo Oshin ra'isi kenegdi. So I saw what we know to be Malo Oshin, that reminded me of what it was the past and what's going to be the future. Megillah Samonim, shiksuvin b'shemo Samoni Aktoris. Mikan Omer Ben Azai, Mimaisa Beis Garbu, Beis Aftinis. For the fact that the Chachamim tried to replace these people and he couldn't, that the God gave them a special talent and nobody could duplicate it. Person shouldn't say, I'm afraid somebody's going to take away my parnasa. The Rebbe Shem gave you the parnasa, nobody else is going to be able to replace you. They're going to call you by name to come and take your proper place. Umishelcha yitnu lecha kolomer lo mishelohem hu masna elamizonos ksuvim lecha min hashamayim. You're not getting anybody's cheshbon. What you get because that's what's meant for you. Ve'ein malchus nogas mechaverta mishigia zman malchus lipo. When the time comes for one malchus to fall, the tamad acheres, another one to take its place, lo ya'acher zman kemolei nima. The time will not be delayed even a second. Elamisha's mother lipo belaila, no fellas belaila. If what's it called? If the malchus is supposed to fall at night, and the other one will then take over at night. Shenemer be belelya isketil belshatzar. Mishas mother beyom, the fellas beyom. Shenemer the son panches choshech hayom. Right, malchus Mitzrayim fell in the day, and malchus Poras fell at what's it called? Malchus Bavel fell at night.